Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Caitlin Munson. I'm from Duluth, Minnesota. I'm going to read an excerpt from poems I wrote for my women's studies professor, Beth Bartlett, from a larger collection called Circles, a Poetry Journal. February 2011. My uncle is dead. He was the only reason I stayed in school. He is the reason I stay, if I'm being honest. My transcript is dotted with D's because he wasn't a close enough relative to miss class for. Do I need your approval, Professor? Does he need your approval, sir? They didn't believe he was dying. I didn't believe death either, but not because I was skeptical of students as they evade their homework. In the end, my first 2 years of college taught me professors disbelieve, and I learned the privileges of a lie, to save myself, and yet not to know myself at all. March 2012. In the meantime, life goes on. Hard to imagine, after 3 months of lying in bed alone, my heart still beating, but the dance lost. Readying, steadying myself for those next days of class where I would be submersed in more descriptions of what occurs, rather than its meaning. I did not understand an assignment asking me to show what occurs with my own thought and experience. Are you not supposed to tell me how life is? Am I supposed to feel it? How do I do that? How do I feel this? A year. How long is grief supposed to last, pinning me to my mattress? A year. And when I finally left my room, as a teacher and student meeting in an office, I began to realize how real life is, how I am supposed to feel it, how it is mine. In your eyes, I knew you thought the world beautiful, and grief as part, and I wanted to see too, to feel too. July 2012. I discovered a small lake in northern Minnesota shaped like a glove, aptly named Glove Lake. It held me during the first week of my life in which I tried to love the questions, to be held in their calm and murky water, no motors allowed, no human dwellings along the shore, only deer and rabbits and chipmunks and squirrels and the black bear I saw on the other side lumbering and totally okay in her size. I picked a basket of raspberries and mindfully massaged the skins with my tongue, tasting life, the tiny seeds, the way you taught me. The dirt in my hair, the way a body smells wetted by lake water, all reminding me of my realness. I am the ultimate beholder, and what I am can no longer be held by compliments or insults or permission. The world is striking. It is built of matter and spirit, and with opened eyes, I can now feel the two together, in me, struck, as in your heart, as in your lessons, as in the simple act of wondering like a child. March 2014. Professor, I have this cavernous desire to express the pleasure of learning with you. Cavernous seems like a cheesy word. Thank you for not needing your permission on this journey, but rather having your company, seeing into my heart and the heart of my trying. Directing me toward my own heart's goals, what an invaluable gift you have given me. My time is kept with deer trails, hugging branches, the hands wrapped around. My time is cradled by words and moving my body until it drips. My time is the motion of doing what I am doing and doing only that which I am doing. Of not dreading snowfall for the shoveling, but loving and abandon what is here. My time is remembering the sky in the morning, why the earth caked under my nails is imminent, where my food is grown, how my hands feel arranging the plants that I pick from walks with my friend, whose curiosity for smells brought me to the field filled with poppies, Queen Anne's lace, and black-eyed Susans, and how he sits at my feet, a part of my soul outside my body, whom I never would have noticed, reminding me of my time, our time, reminding me how thirsty I am for it, reminding me to drink, how the water sustains me, reminding me of what you said. It is not you who is grieving in the wrong way. It is a system which isn't set up to hold you. Reminding me of loss and its tug and its embrace. Reminding me how we know things differently, reminding me of all the things which happen at once, reminding me of what it feels like to wander, and what it feels like to wander whole.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.